All right. April, are we going to run it for the rest? We got 2 weeks left in April, don't we? The memory verse for April is going to be Colossians 2, verse 7. Okay? This should be familiar to you guys because we've been going over it, but I'll go over it with you, and then we'll, I guess you just have the next, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, basically come back next week.
Basically come back next week with it if you want to get a prize from what's in the box. All right. It's Colossians 2, verse 7 says, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You guys got it?
Yeah.
All of you locked that into memory?
You guys didn't get it.
I'm going to say it again because this is the theme verse for what we've been going over.
You guys going to write it down? Take a picture of it so you can memorize it this week.
This is what we've been going over for the last couple weeks. And I know we had a 2 week break in there. It's been several weeks since we've actually been able to get together. But I think if you guys apply yourselves, you guys can get it. So, like I said, it's been a few weeks since we've gotten together. So we're going to spend a little bit of time catching up before we jump into the third character trait. Who remembers what we've been talking about? What this series has been about. It's a 4 week, series. What have we been talking about? The last time that we were together, not when Brenton was here, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Well, okay. Planted, water, the series is called Rooted, alright?
Yeah, Rooted.
Yeah, and then what have we, yes, Growth Cycle, that's the focus for the whole year. But we've been talking about character traits. Alright, what it means to look like as somebody that's, once you're planted, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you watered it. We went over the watered series was reading and memorizing verses and all that. Now we're rooted. We have a relationship. We've been watered. All right. So our roots are getting pushed in. So what are character traits that we should have, we should emulate, but that's not the word. Like that our lives should show others about us. The verse that we've been using for the series is Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. So week one, we talked about, we used, so walk ye in him, which is like a statement. It's telling you to do something. You have to be actionable with it. It's not asking you like, hey, can you or will you? It's saying, walk ye in him. When you're told to do something, what do you typically have to do?
Do it.
You have to do it, yes. And when you're doing it, you're being obedient. So when you're told to do something, you should be doing that so that as to be obedient. That was our first character trait. Someone that is rooted in Christ is somebody that is obedient. A rooted Christian is somebody who is obedient to what God is asking them to do in their life. And then the next character trait that we looked at was someone who is established in faith, which was in verse 7. Built up in him and established in faith, or faithful. We talked about Samuel that week. We talked about how Samuel had dreams, visions that God was showing him. Remember his mom gave him to Eli to serve for him from the time he was born. Boys, stop or I will move you. So his mom gave him to Eli. He started having dreams one night. He thought Eli was talking to him. It was actually God showing him things. And he showed him things that were going to happen to Eli and his family for the disobedience that they had. And he had to go and tell these dreams to Eli. Weren't easy things to do. But Samuel was faithful and he shared with Eli that his family was going to be destroyed and all of this. So that week we talked about being faithful, which is with the little things and even with the hard things. What do you got?
Can you please help me with something?
What?
I was trying to trade with him and he just stole all my candy.
Alright, Oliver, we will deal with it in a minute. Lincoln?
What?
That's not okay.
No, Ethan stole the candy and he gave the box to Lincoln.
Can you
deal
with that situation? Alright, someone who's a faithful Christian is faithful even with the little things and the difficult things. So this week, I want to talk about the next character trait. Any of you got any ideas on where we're going? Go ahead. Throw it out.
Have we already done spread?
What?
Have we done anything like spread?
Spread? No. Is that a character trait?
Like so? Is that what you're thinking? Like spread the...
Oh, character trait.
like character traits, someone that's obedient, somebody that's faithful, somebody that is
evil.
Yeah, that's not a character trait of a good Christian, though. All right, let's look at the end of verse 7. At Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Turn there. Remember, verse 7 is our memory verse for the month. If you do it, you will get a prize from the prize bucket.
Yeah, Nick, I'll give you $4 if you don't have a prize from the prize bucket.
Do you remember? So you don't have to pay me anything. All right, y'all there?
Yeah,
sir. All right, once you're there, read it out loud. Somebody raise your hand and read it for me. Go ahead, Oliver.
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Okay, I want to look at the end of it. It says abounding therein with thanksgiving. So what does abounding mean to you guys? The word abounding, what does that mean? Go ahead.
Plentiful something.
Plentiful? Go ahead, Levi.
To me, it kind of sounds like jumping around in happiness, almost.
All right, jumping around in happiness. Anybody got any other ideas? Abounding? What does it mean to, like, abound in something? Oliver, you're not wrong. It means to possess in great plenty or to overflow. So I got a little demonstration for you guys, all right? All right. What do I have here?
A cup.
In a bucket, all right? All right. I'm going to pour a little water in here, okay? What's happening to the cup?
It's getting full,
all right? This is the same with us and our relationship with God, all right? The more that we are reading our Bible, the more that we're doing the things that we know we should be doing, praying and things like that, our cup is getting fuller when we're filling ourselves with these things. What happens when you just keep filling it up, keep doing what you're told to do?
Then someone grabs it and drinks it.
It overflows, yeah, and then you can drink it. But yes, it overflows. Eventually, when we are doing the things that we are called to do, our lives, our cups become full and we begin to overflow. So, what happens to us when we're abounding in Christ? When we're doing these things, what happens to us? Like, what happens when the cup overflows? Where does the water go? Other people, yes, us, but the water goes everywhere. It just overflows. It goes everywhere, right? It spills on the floor, spills on the ground. If it wasn't in that container, it would be everywhere. The same for us. If we're rooted in Christ, if we are established in the faith, if we are being obedient, if we're doing what we're told, then the love that Christ has for us starts to overflow, which means, what did you say, Eli? It goes where? To other people. So the next character trait that we're going to be talking about is somebody that is rooted in Christ is loving. What do you guys notice spilling out of people at school? Like what are some things that you see at school coming out of other people? No. Just say some stuff, whatever, shout it out. You don't have to raise your hand. Bad words? Huh?
Gossip?
Drama?
Hatred?
All right. So if...
Crimes.
What?
Sins and crimes.
Sins and crimes? Yeah, not good things, all right? These are people that are of the world, probably. Huh? You go to a Christian school?
I go to a Christian co-op.
You're homeschooled. He's like, hatred. Yeah. If you were telling me these things, I'd start to worry. Oh, the co-op. Okay.
And I go to the co-op, yeah.
Gotcha.
The Christian co-op, so I'm coming.
Yes, so if we're going to be rooted in Christ, we have to be overflowing with love that he has for us. Turn to John 13 for me.
Why is there like four dogs?
What? Just John 13. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It's one of the first four Gospels. Are you there?
Yeah.
Read verses 34 and 35. John 14. Or 13, sorry. John 13, verses 34 and 35. He's Cameron's reading.
A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this also all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another.
Alright, how many of you have a red letter Bible in here? Raise your hand.
Me.
All right, what does the red letters mean?
Those are the words that Jesus spoke.
These are the words that Jesus spoke, okay? So Jesus is talking here, and he says in verse 34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. How do they know that his disciples are his disciples? By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye love as I have loved ye. So they love people, others, as Jesus had loved them. So what does this look like in our daily lives? Like to you guys, what does this look like to us? It means that we're loving people, like even when it's not easy. We love people when they get on our nerves, when they're difficult to deal with, when they're being a stinker, when all of the people at school are saying cuss words and causing drama and having hatred, we're loving them still. Well, we show love for everyone, like not just because they're our friend, not just because they're like the cool person at school. We do it even to the people that maybe we think are weird or different. We show love to everybody. Well, Mr. Nick, what do I do when someone is mean to me or takes something from me or makes me really mad? I'm glad you asked. Being a loving Christian requires us to forgive people just like Jesus did. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Remember he says, like, if you're going to deny me 3 times before the cock crows, and Peter's like, no, I'll never do that, and then he does it. Does Jesus hold a grudge when he does that? No. In John 21, at the end of John, he asks him again if he loves him, and he's like, yes, you know I do, and he tells him to feed his sheep, and he commissions him and commands him to go and spread the gospel. God wants us to show compassion, even as Jesus showed compassion. We get to choose. Like, we get to choose how we want to treat others. Brian says it, you know, love God, love people. That's a choice that we have. We can be mean. We can be a jerk. We can be like other people of the world. We can carry things that bother us with us and let it drag us down, let us, treat others bad, or we can put it away and make the light of the situation. Go back to the book of Luke. Right before John. Go to chapter 6. We've been spending a lot of time in the Gospels over the last several months, which I hope you guys are as well. 6, verse 27. And when you're there, Eli, read it out loud for me. Love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. We have to love even when it's hard. To be rooted in Christ, to be a rooted Christian, one of the character traits that you have to show is loving. Be loving to other people. So I have a series of scenarios. I'm going to ask you guys, like, a series of questions. Hey, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I want you guys to give me an answer, whether it's real love or whether it's fake love, okay? Just say real or fake, you know. That's just a series of questions. Telling someone shares like some stuff that's going on in their life with them, with you. Like they got having some struggles. You know, they know you're a Christian, and they come to you with maybe their baggage or something that's going on, and you tell them that you're going to pray for them, but you don't actually pray for them. Okay. Real love or fake love?
Fake love.
Fake love. Okay. Someone asks for your help, you know, but you've got things going on. You got to be somewhere. You got things to do, but you're like, whatever. I'll help them anyways.
Real.
Okay. Somebody does you wrong. They take something from you, like a pencil or something. They don't ever give it back. You know, step on your new white shoes. You give them a hoodie and they don't ever give it back. But you forgive them.
Real.
Okay. So you're hanging out with a group of friends. You know, there's this one kid. You don't really like him. But everybody else is around, so, you know, you're nice to him, you're cool to him, you know, but when they're all gone or whatever, you're mean to him, you pick on him, you tell him he's a dweeb or whatever, and that when everybody's not around.
Fake
love. Okay. So love is more than what we say. Love is actionable. Like, it's what we put out. It's how we live. If we're going to claim to be a Christian and we live our life treating others poorly or half-heartedly or doing things only when others are there, we aren't truly abounding in Christ, like that verse says. If we're going to be rooted in Christ, we have to be walking in Him. Like the verse says, so ye, walk ye in Him. The commandment for us, like, is to walk in Him. The things that we do, the things that we say should come out of us naturally. Like, we shouldn't have to work to put out good things. You shouldn't have to try to be nice to somebody. That only gets you so far. You know, we can only fabricate things so much before something difficult in our life comes up. You're having a bad day, or somebody just said something that really made you mad, peed you off. We can only do that so much, pretend to be something that we're not, before eventually we stumble and we act out or do something poorly. By staying connected to God and reading our Bible, filling up our cups daily, when those times come, when difficult times come, we're still going to be putting out what we are filling ourselves up with. We're still going to love people even when we have a bad day. We can't just try harder to love somebody. Like, we have to actually be filling ourselves up. We have to be doing the things. Go back to John, verse 15, or chapter 15, verse 5. Sorry. John 15, verse 5. That should be a familiar passage to most of you. Okay. Oliver, go ahead and read it when you're there.
Okay, 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
For without me you can do nothing. The same bringeth forth much fruit. He that abideth in me, and I in him. If we have Jesus Christ in us, we're going to bear fruit, okay? But it says, without him, we can do nothing. If our roots aren't deep, what happens to us? We've talked about this in the beginning. We're planting, we're watering ourselves, but our roots aren't deep. What happens?
You get blown over.
We had some storms come through, you know, all the trees that were rotted or the roots weren't deep, all the stuff that wasn't planted or secured, we just got blown over. If you're not abiding in him, then the love that pours out of you won't be deep either. Like, the things that we're putting out won't be that deep either. What are some of your guys' best friendships? Just tell me some of them. If you're bold, is to say that. Like, your best friend. Who's your best friend? How, you know?
Alexis.
How long have you known Alexis?
2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Okay.
How long have you known Oakland?
1 year. A
year and a half. Okay. What else?
Kale.
Kale? How long have you known him?
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Jackson.
Jackson. How long?
6 years.
6 years?
Nolan.
Nolan?
8 or 9?
Caleb.
How many years?
Since the beginning of the school year.
Since the beginning of the school year?
Oh, 1.
Lyndon.
Lyndon, how long?
I don't know, like
4. 4 years?
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So the point I'm trying to get at here, these are your guys' best friends. These are friendships or relationships you have with somebody. How many of you guys said a day? What about a week? The longer that you've known this person, the stronger you think your relationship is, right? Like, these relationships weren't built in a day. They were built over time. Getting to know somebody, going through life with them, figuring out things that reasons, going through struggles, I guess. We don't typically get saved and start living our lives for Jesus in an instant. It takes time. It's not just an instant, whoop, I'm completely different. And we start loving people like Jesus loved us. This type of love is built over time. You're not always going to feel compassion for those around you. You're not always going to be feel compassion for those around you. You have to be hiding his word in your heart. You have to be reading your Bible. You have to be praying. You have to be growing in your faith. And then Jesus' love is going to start showing just by the things that you do. When somebody does step on your shoe, you're like, ah, man, it's all right. They're just a pair of shoes. When somebody does take your hoodie or something happens, you have compassion. In order for us to be abiding in Christ, it has to be intentional, though. We can't just pretend. We have to be intentional. We don't have to overcomplicate it and try to pretend to be something that isn't really us. People will know that we love them because of just the way that we are. It comes out in everything that we do. The relationship that we have with our Bible and with the church and with Christ is the one that gives us power. The power to love others like we do. So what happens when you unplug the TV or you unplug a fan or if you don't charge your phone at night?
It dies.
It dies. Loses power. Okay. Well, if you're not plugged into the Word, if you're not plugged into your Bible, then God's love for us we're not going to get power. God loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for us. John 3:16. Who knows it offhand? Without having to read it. Jacob?
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting
life. Okay. Alright, what do you want? Do you want a kite? Or what's in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
What the heck is that?
A lot of stuff.
Don't eat them all in one sitting.
I know, I'm never going to do that.
Alright, memory verses. She memorized that verse. And Oliver, I know you raised your hand too, but it's all hers first. She memorized the verse, okay? Same can be said for the memory verse for the month, all right? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So love requires sacrifice. In John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus tells His disciples to love as He had loved them. He commanded them to do something. Jesus loved people who were unlovable. He was compassionate to people that didn't deserve His compassion. He served people even when they didn't deserve service. He washed feet even when He didn't have to wash feet, when His feet should have been washed. They should have been, or He gave His life for us even though none of us deserved it. So if we are going to be rooted in Christ, then we have to show that kind of love to others. The love that we show, like, should cost us something. It shouldn't just be something that we do when it's easy. Like, it should require sacrifice. So, like, giving up your time to help somebody when they need it, that is the kind of love that a true Christian puts out. Going out of your way to tell somebody, hey, I hope you have a nice day. Smiling to somebody in the hallway, even when you had a horrible morning. Like, that kind of way of living your life, that kind of, the things like that that you do should come out of us, even when we don't have to try. So I want to close today out with a challenge. I got a challenge for you guys this week. I was sort of wrapping up here. I want you guys to spend time every day abounding in Christ before next week. It's a challenge. I don't care. I do care. I want you guys to actually do this. But like 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day reading your Bible, or 5 minutes reading your Bible, 5 minutes praying. Try doing that every day the rest of this week. Every day, spend 10 minutes in your Bible or praying, or just 10 minutes straight praying. If you don't want to read, just spend time talking to God or reading His Word and hearing what He has to say to you. Whatever that looks like, just focus to do that every day. And then secondly, I have a question for all of you guys. Name somebody right now in your life that's like difficult for you to love. Like, go ahead.
My sister.
Go, what, babe? Yeah, if you want to, yeah. Your sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Avery.
In
my class.
Okay.
Ethan, because he keeps pulling on my body.
You got something or no? All right. So, that person, if they're a pain in the butt or, you know, you might have difficulty getting along with them, if you're doing the things that I'm asking you to do, reading your Bible, praying every day, spending time with God, spending time in the Word, try being nice to them. Help them with something that they need help with. Go out of your way to be a light to them. If you're being intentional with the first thing I ask you to do, then the second thing will come easy. You won't have to try to do it. It won't be fake. You'll actually want to be nice to Avery. You'll actually want to get along with Ethan next Sunday when you sit by each other. You'll actually want to be nice to your sister, even when she causes you, a little bit of a headache sometimes. If you're being intentional with those things, then the first challenge should be easy. My desire, like the whole goal of what we're doing this year, is for you guys to be applicational. The things that we're talking about, things that we're teaching you, the things that we're going over, the desire is to be applicational. Not just come, listen, do nothing, put it out of your memory. We just had the vision conference this last week. Our cups were filled. We had great speakers come Monday and Tuesday night. They shared what God is doing in their lives, where they're going, where God's taking them, the reason, the purpose that he's given them. Let's not just like let their time be in vain. Like, let's not waste or squander what they came and shared with us. Let's do something with it. Let's be intentional, and show people that we are rooted, that we are loving.